This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on various provisions against organized crime under Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita. The participants are Lalit Chaudhary, Supreme Court Advocate, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor.
Lalitji, a warm welcome to Akashvani.
Thank you.
Lalitji, Parliament has passed the three laws, the Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshe Adhiniyam 2023 in its winter session last year. Now, these laws were notified on December 25 and will now come into force from July 1. And these laws will replace the Indian Penal Code, the Code of Criminal Procedure and the Indian Evidence Act, respectively. So what are the changes that we as common man should know about this change that is going to take place? How will the changes affect us?
As you told, the new criminal law will came into force on 1st July 2024. So a drastic change has been brought by the way of new legislation. Now, as we know, new legislation focusing upon the offenses related to women, offenses related to children. Some of the most prominent feature of this new law is the introduction of some new sections. The criminal law has been made gender neutral in some sections. Say, for example, section related to the outraging the modesty of women or a particular section of voyeurism. As per the law, various changes has been brought. The provisions of mob lynching has been brought. A new law such as organized crime is introduced for the very first time. For the very first time, new punishment is introduced in a form of community service.
In fact, the center has prepared extensively for the rollout of the laws, which you explained a while back. And now, these laws envisage greater use of technology in the criminal justice system, for which the National Informatics Center, NIC, has developed certain apps. Would you elaborate on this, Lalitji, and also help us with how these will facilitate videography and photography of crime scenes, judicial hearings and delivery of court summons electronically?
See, the new law very much emphasized upon the technological approach. The new law introduced medium of electronic communication also in offenses which punishable from 7 years and more, the mandatory forensic videographed and audiographed communication mean is used. So by the way of introduction of this technology-based law, we are able to, you know, increase the process of investigation. We can increase the process of trial. We can also boost up the provisions relating to the fair trial also. It will also help us in converting the slow procedure into a very fast procedure.
You mentioned the organized crime a while back. So how is this being addressed in a comprehensive way, the national level, if I may say so, for the first time? How is it different from the MACOCA that was existing earlier?
Earlier, the organized crime is not a part of this ordinary law. So, in a form of new offense, organized crime has been brought. If we see, we have a provisions related to organized crime in a state legislation, which you recently mentioned, MACOCA or Gujarat Control of Organized Crime. So, the motive and objective of this new criminal legislation is to streamline the provisions. The provisions that were scattered in the form of state legislation, they all together brought into a new single framework. Organized crime is a crime which is of continuing unlawful activities conducted by unlawful object. So basically the dimension of the organized crime has been, as we see in the particular section of section 111 of BNS, is broad enough. It includes kidnapping, it includes robbery, vehicle theft, extortion, the offenses related to land grabbing also, some offenses related to contract killing. So the dimension and the definition itself is very broad. It also includes the offenses of economic offenses, cyber offenses, illegal human trafficking or trafficking of weapons or drugs also. And the punishment varies from abatement of such offense to being a member of such offense also. Abatement, if you being a part of organized crime and while doing such crime if death has been caused, the penalty of death is being mentioned as a provision in organized crime, and the fine is very high, which shall not be less than 10 lakhs. While abating such offense, the punishment prescribed is 5 years, and the fine shall not be less than 5 lakhs. Being a member also, you will be punishable with a rigorous punishment of terms of 5 years. If you are being found in a possession of property which is being acquired through organized crime, then also you will be punished. Means the dimension of organized crime has been kept very wide so as to inculcate and include various activities which are a part of organized crime. Moreover, the harboring of anyone who is an offender of organized crime is also punishable.
In both the laws, Lalitji, the punishment for various degrees of offenses linked to organized crimes are also almost the same?
See, the section of organized crime is 111.
Okay.
And the major change which is being brought, the punishment is being increased. The gravity of the offense is being enlarged. So when special act is there and when ordinary law is there, in order to address a crime within an initial crucial time, we need some state or police assistance also.
Okay.
So in that framework, the police assistance is required so that the crucial evidence is to be collected and the evidence is to be then transferred from state agencies to central agencies or from local police to the one which is there in the state.
Also, the National Crime Records Bureau has made 23 functional modifications in the existing crime and criminal tracking networks and systems, which is CCTNS. So the NCRB is also providing technical assistance to states and union territories to help in transition to the new system. Would you elaborate on that?
See, when new thing is introduced, obviously the big resources and big implementation on a very foothold basis is required. As we know, we all are stakeholders, being a lawyer, being judges, or being a prosecuting agencies, being a forensic science expert. So the implementation of law should be in a very prudent manner. That is all we required. So in that sense, we are having classes, we are having discussions about the new law, so that the Commonwealth will introduce what change has been brought. So the sense that the new law is very difficult to understand, it is not the correct view. The new law is a change in a society. Everyone should know the law. It is a basic theme of a particular law that we should know law to the extent. So in that sense, we can see the change that has been brought by this new criminal legislation is up to the mark and will ultimately help the country and while curbing the crime also.
And one of the highlights that I was reading about it was the provision of zero first information report, a registration of police complaints online, summons through electronic modes, and mandatory videography of the crime scene in case of heinous crimes. So that's also a good provision.
In this new criminal law, technological approach is there. We focus upon technological approach. We focus upon digitization of the new criminal law. As far as the provision of FIR is related, now the provision of zero FIR is being recognized. We can see there in a section the wording irrespective of the area, which impliedly and expressly, earlier it was impliedly, but now expressly mentioned that we can register an FIR in any police station. So the issue of jurisdiction has been solved. We can also register FIR through electronic communication also. So through electronic communication, a kind of help is there when a victim is unable to face the police station, unable to face the police agency. For the convenience point of victim or convenience point of the local, the common man, the provision is very welcoming provision, which allows you to register FIR through electronic communication, which also allows the other proceedings such as the proceeding of search and seizure to be mandatory recorded in videograph. It also allows the examination of victims or examination of accused through electronic communication medium. So basically, while introducing this electronic communication or digitization is to fasten up the system, we also introduce some time-bound proceedings, which is to be restrained with time that, say, for example, the charge sheet provision is to file the charge sheet before the Honorable Court within 90 days. So the time limit is also fixed in some provisions. The discharge application should be filed within 60 days from the framing of the charge. The committal proceeding is to be transferred from magistrate court to court of session within 90 days. The medical practitioner is demanded through this law to submit the report relating to the rape victim within 7 days. So far as the judgment is concerned, the judgment date is also being timelined and time bound. It requires that within 45 days as a whole, the Honorable Court should deliver a judgment, and the copy of such judgment should be there on online portal within 7 days. So basically, introduction of electronic mean in combination of law will sum up the trial procedure in time. The justice will be delivered in time. The investigation will be followed in time, and other relevant provisions, other relevant procedure relating to law will be in time.
Lalitji, the process of evidence collection at the crime scene will be mandatorily videographed to prevent tampering of evidence, and the accused and victims are entitled to receive copies of FIRs within 14 days. Courts can grant a maximum of 2 adjournments, and I find that very good, to avoid unnecessary delays in case hearings, ensuring timely delivery of justice. There is a witness protection scheme. In fact, Lalitji, a new chapter has been added in the BNS to address offences against women and children, and the laws introduce community service for minor offences as well. A very brief comment from you on this.
The separate chapter is being introduced in offence related to women. So while dealing with the offence related to women, more stringent punishment has been prescribed. Say, for example, in Section 70, which talks about gang rape, minimum 20 years of imprisonment is there. And when there is a gang rape relating to a minor who is under 18 years of age, the mandatory death sentence or life imprisonment is mentioned in a particular section. So basically, we bring a more stringent laws to deal with the offenses related to women. The community service is introduced in Section 4, which was earlier we have only 5 types of punishment. So the new 6th type of punishment is also introduced, so as to reduce the burden of prisons also. Community service is not defined in BNS, but it is only mentioned. But in Section 23 of BNSS, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita, the community service is being defined, which says that it should be a service which is awarded by a court and which should be very beneficial for the society, which should be productive for the society, and for which you will not be allowed to have any remuneration or any award or any prize. In default of community service also, you will be liable for punishment. Say, for example, where the fine is not exceeding 5,000 rupees plus community service, the imprisonment which you will be liable for that default shall not exceed 2 months. In case of fine where fine shall not exceed 10,000 rupees plus community service, then the punishment shall not be less than 4 months. While introducing these provisions, the law has kept in mind that fine or punishment should not be only mean while granting or while reforming any offender. There could be any other dimension, other, you know, modes through which offender could be reformed. So it is kind of very welfare legislation.
Thank you so much for throwing light on the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023. Lalitji,
thank you
for being with Akashvani.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on various provisions against organized crime under Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. The participants were Lalit Chaudhary, Supreme Court Advocate, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.